So Yitzchak and Rivka were praying in their own corners, as Rashi quotes Chazal. Vayaretelo Yitzchak, and God answered Yitzchak's tefila and not Rivka's. Why? So Rashi says, because Tzadik Yitzchak was a Tzadik ben Tzadik, and Rivka was a Tzadik ben Rasha. So there are different discussions. What do you mean? This could be the Machlokas and the Gemara, whether who's greater, a tzaddik or a baal tshuva. Others point out maybe it's a din in tefillah. Maybe when it comes to tefillah, so then we go with an absolute level. But in other areas, we go by a relative level. A tzaddik's definitely a higher objective level, but from God's point of view, it's direction, not station. So that's a whole discussion on tzaddik ben tzaddik. So there's a famous shot from the Alta of Kelm, Rav Simcha Zisu, who was one of the top Talmidim of Rav Yisrael Solanta. And he used to run the Musa Yeshiva in Kelm. In fact, I believe Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky spent 6 months there. He talked about how strict the yeshiva was. He said, along the lines, every yid should spend 6 months in Kelm, but not more than that. In other words, even for him, spending 6 months was difficult. I think he says a maisa because, it was very strict. And let's say they had a 5-minute Seder at night just to make sure everyone comes on time. After a fast, they used to serve chicken or fish with bones, so a person shouldn't be eating like an animal. Train yourself to eat slowly. And the story of Rabbi Yaakov says they were calling up someone for an aliyah, and he saw a kohen coming at the last minute, and he told them, and they got the kohen in. So afterwards, they came over, thank you so much, but you owe us a dollar, a ruble, whatever it was. They said, why? Because we have our luck, and you're not going to walk around. You have to focus on your own davening. So they were very strict, and so Alta of Kelm points out that the difference is because it was much harder for Yitzchak. In other words, again, so it depends with the way different Mepharshim say Yitzchak this was followed the Mesorah, which he did. But the Rav Simcha Zisu points that it was much harder because Avram was a tzaddik already. He did everything. So it'd be very easy for Yitzchak, well, okay, let me just follow my father's footsteps, which he did a lot. And then I'll just have to follow my father's Avodas Hashem. Instead, he forged a new frontier. We know Avram was known for his Gemilas Chasadim, his acts of loving kindness. Yitzchak for his Gvura, for his discipline, for Yira Shamayim, contemplation. And Yaakov was a mix of both of them. So we see Yitzchak had to forge his own way. That took much, much more gvura because he could have as easily took the path of least resistance. However, when Rivka, when she saw the light and became, so to speak, a baal tshuva, baalas tshuva, so then there was only one way to go. There was no, like, she could pick any way you want. She could pick any route she wants because she wasn't locked in to any way. She has a much more generic pick. Of course, as always, even though in a certain sense we all have to follow the Torah, we have Shabbos, kosher, laws of Taras HaMishpacha, etc. But there's plenty of room. There's plenty of room for a person to focus on. Everyone has to do all the commandments, but you could focus on Chesed, focus on Torah, focus on Tefillah. Everyone could use their own individual claim. So that's what they explain here, that the Alta of Kelm points out that that's the Pshawa. Yitzchak was answered because it was harder for him, because he was a Tzadik ben Tzadik, and it was hard for him to make his own way in Avodas Hashem, instead of just following in the footsteps of his father. Instead of completely following in the footsteps and not initiating his own Avodas Hashem as well.